Governor Rick Scott and other Tea Party favorites won the 2010 election vowing to kill Obamacare. They didn't succeed, but data show they wounded something else: grants to state agencies. Josh Fangmeyer at the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation sums it up.
Florida is 51st in per capita funding, so last among all states in the District of Columbia.
Some grants were controversial, but most were not, such as help for the disabled, primary care training, and so on. One health law advocate, Leah Barbara Hines of Florida Chain, recalls how Florida gave back over $2 million for an insurance helpline.
We need those resources, and especially now we have so many newly insured people that have a lot of questions.
By the way, the grants have nothing to do with Medicaid expansion. That's another $51 billion the state turned down. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry in Tampa.